Okay, so AI for your business. It's everywhere you turn these days, right?
Yeah, it's the big buzzword.
But how do you actually use it? That's what we're diving into today.
Cutting through the hype. I like it.
We're checking out Chief AI Wiz, this website, and it seems like they're all about giving you the practical stuff, you know?
Right, because who needs more jargon?
Exactly. And the woman behind it, Alejandra Terén, she's got quite the background. We're talking Deloitte, Teleperformance.
Freddie Mac, even.
Yeah. So clearly not some newbie who just jumped on the AI bandwagon.
No, she's been at this a while, 25 years in tech, actually. And get this, the past two, specifically focused on AI.
So she saw this coming, had the foresight to really dig in. Smart.
Definitely. But here's what I find really interesting. Like, she's not just all about the big corporations.
Oh, tell me more about that.
Her focus is on making AI accessible, manageable for, the rest of us, small
Yeah.
businesses, nonprofits, even solopreneurs.
Okay, so she gets that we're not all swimming in resources in giant tech departments.
Exactly. And her website really hammers home this whole practical courses thing, bite-sized training, even.
Yeah, that avoid FOMO line of hers got me too. Like, I want to be in the loop, but who has time for a whole other degree in algorithms?
Seriously, it's like she understands we're already drowning in information overload.
Right. So how does she actually break it all down then? Because I saw she's got a whole section dedicated to different types of,
Target audiences.
so like how she specifically helps each one.
Yeah, and that's smart, right? Because a startup's going to have different needs than, say, a family-owned business that's been around for decades. Totally. So, for example, she talks about how startups can use AI to really compete, even with limited budgets and staff.
She even uses the phrase game changer.
Bold statement. How does that actually work? So startups, AI can help them go head to head with the big guys. Got it. But what about those businesses that have been around a while? Like, they're doing okay, but all this new tech, it can feel intimidating, right?
Oh, absolutely. Like trying to change a tire while you're driving.
Exactly. You don't want to get left in the dust.
No, you got to adapt.
Yeah.
But it's about taking those first steps. And I think Alejandra does a good job of breaking it down. So let's say you're a bakery, right? A local place, been around for years.
Okay, I'm following.
They're probably pretty good at knowing what sells, but what if they could use AI to really analyze their data? Like figure out not just what people are buying, but when? Oh, I see. Optimize for peak pastry time.
Exactly. Minimize waste, target their marketing, maybe even develop new products based on trends they're seeing.
So instead of just going with their gut, they've got hard data backing them up.
And that's what she calls the AI blueprint. It's less about coding and algorithms and more about giving business owners the tools to make smart decisions.
Right, because you don't need to build the oven to bake a good loaf,
My
right?
perfect analogy.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got startups, established businesses. She also talks about nonprofits.
Which is a whole other ballgame. Always working with limited resources.
And they're so reliant on donations, right? Well, imagine using AI to analyze donor data, find those people who are most likely to give.
Target their outreach more
Well,
effectively.
exactly.
Right.
Even small improvements in efficiency can make a huge difference.
Makes sense. And then, of course, there are the solopreneurs out there, the one-man bands.
Juggling all the things. And I think for them, time is the most valuable thing, wouldn't you say?
Oh, 100%. I mean, that's always the struggle, right?
Right. So what if AI could take over some of those tasks that eat up your day? I'm talking emails, scheduling, data entry, all that
It's
stuff.
like having your own personal assistant, but without the actual salary and benefits.
Exactly. And she's got testimonials, by the way, from people who are actually using her stuff.
Oh, yeah. I was just about to bring that up. Like, this one caught my eye. It says, Alejandra led a complex project to enhance our HubSpot and Salesforce. HubSpot and Salesforce, we're not talking kid stuff here.
No, those are heavy hitters.
And they were happy, clearly. They said, she provided comprehensive and practical recommendations. Super easy to work with. I highly recommend her. So it's not just talk. People are actually seeing results.
Yeah, and I think that easy to work with part is huge too.
Oh, totally. AI is complicated enough. You don't want your guide to be like adding to the stress.
Exactly. So, okay, we've covered a lot of ground here. Alejandra's background, her
The
approach.
testimonials, even.
But what does it all mean for the person listening right now?
Yeah, good question. What's the takeaway?
I think the biggest thing is you don't have to be some kind of tech whiz to use this stuff.
Or have a massive budget.
Right. It's about finding those places where AI can make your life easier, your business more
It's
effective.
a tool, not a replacement.
Exactly. So here's what I'd love for everyone to think about. If you could use AI to wave a magic wand and fix one thing.
Love the magic wand analogy.
What would it be in your work, your business, your day-to-day?
Is it those expense reports that are sucking the life out of your weekend?
Or maybe it's something bigger, like completely changing how you connect with your customers.
Whatever it is, don't be afraid to, like, really dream big here.
Because the tools are out there. And with a little guidance, you might be surprised by what's possible.
And who knows, maybe Chief AI Whiz is the place to start.
Definitely worth a look. AI isn't the future, it's now. Might as well see how you can use it to your advantage.
100%. Okay, folks, that's a wrap for this deep dive. Until next time.